Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie's Thoughts Podcast, episode 12. And today, I'm going to give you my thoughts about farts. Play the fucking intro. I'm going to be very fucking surprised if I can make this podcast last a whole hour, right? And I'll tell you why. First of all, the topic is fucking farts. And this, I'm telling you, this is going to be the most childish episode I've ever done. Even though I've only done 12. Well, this is the 12th. But yeah, this is going to be the fucking... It's either going to be the most funniest one or the most childish and disgusting one. So you be the judge of that. And... yeah, and so I'll be very surprised if I can talk about farts for 40 minutes. And you know something? No, me, I probably could. And the other factor is I haven't done fuck all since the last podcast. So the last podcast I uploaded 4 days ago, and I haven't had any events since then. I mean, I've got 3 coming up in the next 3 days. So tomorrow, the day after, and the day after that. And then I'm going to do another podcast on Sunday. But, I mean, there's nothing to report. I did watch a few movies. I did do my TikTok live stream. So that took up a bit of my time. And then the rest, I fucking slept a lot. Sleep, eat, and shit. That's all I've done over the last 4 days. So nothing really to report. I mean, I guess the movies, I can talk about them, can't I? Right? So I watched this movie, and it was called The Darkest Hour. I know what you're probably thinking, right? The Darkest Hour, that's that one with the... what's his face? Nelson Mandela. I mean, not Nelson Mandela. Winston Churchill. That was a joke, by the way. I knew what I was talking about. So, it's not that one. It's about the alien invasion one. I don't know if anybody's heard of this one, right? So, it's... I think the Darkest Hour was out before Darkest Hour. Hang on a second, because they can't be both named the same thing, can they? I know that the film I watched the other night was The Darkest Hour, and it's basically about these fucking... alien invasion of these people in like Russia, and even though they weren't all Russians, they were like Americans and stuff, but it was great to see Russia and America come together in the movie, you know, peace. I mean, you know, if there's like aliens attacking the Earth, doesn't the Earth all come together and fight the aliens? I mean, I've seen a few films, Independence Day, and I think that's what they all do, isn't it? The newer Independence Day, they all like join together. That's the Earth, that's the planet you want, right? So you have the darkest hour. And I don't even know why they called it, because it wasn't even fucking an hour. It was a whole day, I think. So you got... there we go. So you've got Darkest Hour, which was out in 2017. And that's the one with Winston Churchill. And, you know, the one where they get all the boats and shit. And rescue people from Dunkirk. And do you know something? I've been to Dunkirk, and it's fucking eerie. See, when you go there and you're actually on the beach, and you're just like... think about what happened here. Like, all these fucking soldiers and stuff, and all getting, like, attacked and stuff by the air, by the fucking... the Nazis. And, yeah, and even Dunkirk, the town and stuff, and in and around Dunkirk, you see, like, churches and stuff everywhere, and there's still, like, bullet holes and stuff from, like, whenever the, like, you know, the battles happened. Pretty fucking insane, to be honest with you. So you have The Darkest Hour, and then you've got The Darkest Hour, which is the one I watched last night, which was actually out in 2011, so it was actually out before Darkest Hour. And, so these, like, aliens, they come down, and it's all to do with, like, they're, like, electricity. How do you explain it? I mean, it's a good movie. It's twice I've seen it now. I've seen it a while back, and I really liked it, and I couldn't believe my eyes when I seen that it was available on, I think it was Netflix or something I watched it on, whatever. But, so basically what happens is, these aliens come down, and then they're, like, invisible, but it's all to do with, like, electricity. So, like, how do I fucking explain it? Like, they're invisible, and then, the only way you can see them is, like, whenever, like, electricity, like a light bulb or something is near you, and it's not on, and then all of a sudden it turns on, that means the aliens are near. I don't want to really spoil it that much, but they end up getting, like, these electrical guns, and fucking stuns him, and then they end up killing him, and it's a really good movie. I'm not going to spoil it too much. I'm just looking forward to talking about farts for the next fucking hour. But yeah, it's a really good movie. So I watched that. What else did I do? Did my TikTok live streams. The thing about TikTok live streams is whenever you don't do them, like if you take a break or whatever, then the algorithm fucking puts you way down low. So basically the best way to explain it is they have these things called leagues, and if you keep doing live streams, then you get these things called fragments, and then that actually puts you up to like League A or League B or something like that. And if you don't do TikTok live streams for a long time, like I haven't, then you go down leagues, and when you go down leagues, then it restricts your views, basically. Now, you know, whenever I was doing the live streams all the time, I was like getting about 100 to 250 people watching at any one time. Now it went down to like fucking 15. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here? But the great thing is, I still managed to get some sales that actually made it worth time, like worthwhile doing it. I think I sold 7, I think. And, you know, I think I worked out at like 75 quid. So £75 for like an hour and a half work. It's not too bad, is it? Still above fucking national wage. So there you go. So yeah, I did that. And I plan to do a few more. And the idea is to do it. And anytime I'm free, do TikTok live streams, even if it's only an hour and a half or whatever. It's just to build up fucking fragments up again, so then I can start going back up the league and then start getting more viewers and all this kind of stuff. Because, like, what I do on TikTok, like, on live streams, everyone loves it. But the issue I have is, you know, I've already covered this on the TikTok TikTok episode, where it's been fucking TikTok are a nightmare. They give you violations for all sorts of shit. So it puts me off doing it, basically. So before I was doing it, like, I was going out of my way to do them, and now I'm just like, if I've got nothing else to do, then I'll do it. And I'll be honest with you, I'm choosing this podcast over the... I was going to do a fucking TikTok live tonight, and I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm going to go home and talk about farts. So there we go. There you go. Other than that, like, what else did I do? Cleaned the house. Played with the cat, and that's not a euphemism. Yeah, and then just boring old, you know, going to the office, doing the old office work, and invoices, receipts. Fucking, I'm boring myself here, for fuck's sake. Yeah, invoices, receipts, and bookings and bookkeepings and shit like that. So, yeah, but pretty boring, to be honest with you, over the last 4 days. But the next 3 days, I've got a couple of good events coming up. I've got a wedding tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. That's in Stone, here's a pun. Stone is a stone's throw away from Alton Towers. Nobody is laughing at that, what I just said there. If you're laughing at that, then fucking you're going to love my other jokes about farts later on. So I've got a wedding tomorrow, and then I've got a wedding party the day after, and then I've got a James Bond night to draw at. So everyone's going to be fucking drawn. Well, everyone's going to be dressed up as James Bond, and I'm going to be drawing them. So, I mean, what's the fucking woman? One of the James Bond films is like Octopussy, isn't it? Fucking Octopussy. So that's definitely going to be coming up in a conversation. So we've got a wedding tomorrow, which is Thursday, and then a wedding party on Friday. When I say wedding party, I mean they already got married. It was like a spontaneous wedding, apparently. And then they're just having a party for it. So something low key, something small. So I'm looking forward to that. And then the James Bond night in Welsh Pool. Where am I in? What wedding party? Where is it? Sully Hull. So there you go. And, you know, tomorrow is a full wedding, so I'm not finishing until midnight. And it's a good old almost 2 hours away from me. So I've got two options. I can either drive home and then come in here at 2 o'clock in the morning, wake everybody up, or stay in the car. So I might be staying in the car. So yeah, I've done fuck all over the last couple of days, and I'm actually talking about the future. I'm supposed to be talking about what I've been up to recently. But there you go. So what are we on? Almost 10 minutes. Jesus Christ, I'm going to be talking about farts for the next fucking 40, 50 minutes. Do you know what? It could be a shorter podcast than the other ones, but I've got nothing else to fucking say. I haven't been up to much. I'm still off the fags. I haven't been touching them. I'm vaping away still. And, you know, I've been looking at this podcast stuff as well, so trying to figure out how to get the best sound quality. And I'll tell you something, what I'm surprised at. I start listening back to all my podcasts, and I was thinking, like, how to get the best sound quality. I only thought about how to get the best sound quality after the pilot episode, and I was thinking to myself, right, I'm going to have to work on how to get this sound quality the best I can with the mix that I've got. And then not realizing that whatever I did on the pilot episode, so whatever I did at the very beginning, worked best than what I'm doing now. So actually looking into it and then trying to make it better, I'm actually making it fucking worse. What the fuck? So I've gone back to the way it was before, so turned the mic right up and then speak very closely and kept the, I don't know what you call this fucking thing, but you know when you speak and you can see your voice going up and down, like a green bar or whatever? So I remember watching the video and it was like, if you keep it between -12 and -6 before it goes into the red, that's probably the best sound quality. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm literally looking at it now, trying to think, it's like 12, 12, 12. Well, there you go. So it's right in between 12 and 6, where it's supposed to be. So, so yeah, I think now I'm just going to do it like this. And I think that's going to be the best sound quality. So there you go. I'm really scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Okay, so do you know what? Let's get fucking stuck into it, shall we? I've got a little gadget here called a pooper. A pooter. And I'm going to chat about that right from the very fucking beginning. So here we go, guys. Here's my thoughts about farts. Oh, fucking, if I can make this last for 45 minutes, I'll be fucking surprised at this, telling you. Right, here we go. Play the motherfucking intro. So in my hand, I hold a very, very special object, which is called a pooter. Now, for anybody who doesn't know what a pooter is, it's basically a fart machine. Now, it's not one of them ones, you know, it's a little digital fucking pad and then there's these little buttons on it. And then when you press the buttons, it makes a fart noise, right? It's not like that. It's basically a rubber fucking tube with a hole in the top of it. And it's like, on the top of it's like a hard plastic thing. And then you press that against your hand and you squeeze. And it makes a fart noise. So I got this idea of getting one of these from a well-known actor, one of my favorite actors of all time, Leslie Nielsen. So, yeah, that's right. I always get them confused with Leslie and fucking Liam Nielsen. But Leslie Nielsen, for anybody who doesn't know, and if you do know him, then you know this guy's a fucking funny bastard, right? So he does an interview, and throughout the interview, I'm going to play in a little second, he farts a lot through the interview, and the fucking, the host is just like, what the fuck are you, is that you? Are you farting? And Leslie Nielsen, right, the way he does it, it's pure fucking comedy. Like, if you get a fart machine or a pooter, that's what you call them, if you get one of these, you have to have, like, a real good comedy sort of sense of humor behind it, because the way he does it, he uses it, but he makes it look like he's not using it, if you know what I mean. I'm going to put a picture on Stewie Stoss podcast, Facebook page and Instagram, where you can actually buy one of these. I think I got mine from eBay and it was only like £4. And he said in one of the interviews that somebody gave it to him as a gift, and the person that gave it to him said that, he gave it to him and he's like, this is going to change your life. And do you know something? He's fucking right. Because ever since I got one of these pooters, it has changed my life. It's brought entertainment into my life like no other object has ever done before in the eternity of my life, right? So I'm going to play this little video here, and this is also going to be in the Stewie's Thoughts podcast. Fuck me, I'm having a brain aneurysm here. Stewie's Thoughts podcast, Facebook page, and Instagram, right? But here he is. Here's Liam Neeson with his little pooter. Bear with.
Excuse me, I don't know whether I can do this. I'll do the best I can, though.
All right. We're getting near lunch, and I know you're...
Well, it was the salmon. Sometimes you just get a wrong piece of salmon.
Was that you?
Well, I don't see anybody else in here who's going to be doing it. if you can show it, I don't care. I just don't care anymore. These things don't bother me.
All right, well, then we'll start now, then we'll begin.
Did you hear the starter pistol? Keep your ears open.
All right, now we'll begin.
That's for me too, right? I'm beginning.
Talking with Leslie. Nielsen.
Yes.
Plays the president.
Yes.
What's different about you and the real president?
Nothing, just maybe one or two things. You're going to be great.
You know, I wanted to keep this serious.
Yes, I know. I'm helping.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right, so what he's using there is a pooter, right? And you can hear by the sound of it, right, the quality of this thing is fucking unbelievable. It's, like I say, like, whenever you have them digital ones, you know that it's like a digital fart. You know somebody's actually, like, fucking pressing a button, right? But with this pooter, it's so realistic, because what you're actually doing is, the little tiny hole at the top, you're actually forcing air out of that into the palm of your hands, and that's actually basically how a fart works, isn't it? Your skin fucking vibrates and stuff. And I've used this on multiple occasions. So as soon as I found out what he was using, and he was like, yeah, it's a pooter, I was like, right, fucking eBay. Went on the eBay, and lo and behold, there they were. I was super excited, so I bought one. And fuck me, I couldn't wait. It was like Christmas Day whenever I came to the house. Now, I'm a fucking idiot, right? So whenever I came to the house, I opened it. I started fucking using it. Just started pressing away at it. And the Mrs. Kirsty came home, and she was like, what the fuck have you bought? And I was like, it's a pooter. And it didn't take long before it really started to annoy her, because all I did was just kept fucking squeezing it. She kept threatening to fucking put a hole in it. Hang on, I think I'm too close to this mic. So she was like, fuck's sake, Neil, what are you doing buying one of these? And I'm like, it's for fun. And I've used it on multiple, and I mean multiple occasions. I went to Wedding First, used it there. So I was like, the person who was in the stall beside me, this is how much of a fucking idiot I am. The person who was in the stall next to me, I told him about it. And I was like, wait till you hear this. And I started farting. And she's like, what the hell have you got? And I was like, it's called a pooter. And I was like, I'm going to walk around and walk past people and fucking squeeze it. And then you watch their reactions, right? And she's like, okay. And then I was walking around, and then like the person who was hosting the wedding for her, is called Gary, and I walked past him, and I was just like started farting as I was walking past him, but he pretended he didn't hear it. And so I walked past him, farted, and then walked back and farted. The woman, I just seen the woman on her stall was just in fucking stitches, laughing her head off at this thing. And then, you know, I did it. I think I brought it to a different wedding fair and did the exact same thing again. And one of the guests, if you like the future bride and the future husband, they weren't too amused by it, to be honest. But yeah, whenever I went past him, I went, and then they were like, the looks I got was like, well, you dirty bastard, you fucking dirty rotten bastard, right? And the way I look at it, right, there's three people in this world. You've got one, you know, you've got these set of people who you're like, you know, that's childish, or grew up, you know, that type of people. And then you've got the other type of people who like to have fun and make other people laugh, you know, like they have to have a crowd around them, and then they'll start doing stupid shit. And then you've got the other people, as in me, who just does stupid shit to amuse my own self. So like, sometimes I'll have this pooter and I'm like walking down the street, and yes, I do carry it a lot. I carry it around with me almost everywhere. And even just for my own entertainment, I'll walk past somebody and I'll just go, and then I won't even look back. Like, I'm looking forward just giggling to myself and like inside myself going, fuck, I wonder what they think. What just happened there? And I brought it into shops. So I'm like, you know, I went to buy stuff in the shop, and I'm standing there, and then I just give it a little one of them, and then look the person in the eye and just pretend it's not even me doing it. But yeah, so this little fucking pooter, right, guys? Just like that guy said to Leslie Nielsen, get one of these. It will fucking change your life. And I'll tell you something, I'm super glad I got it. If you're an idiot like me and you're wanting something to add some fun into your life, and just some crack, I would definitely suggest getting yourself a fucking pooter. I'm actually expecting the sales of these things just to fucking skyrocket. And not only like is it fun to like walk around and make fart noises in front of people and stuff, it's also like a stress relief, because like when you squeeze it, it's almost like, you know, like when I'm stress balls, that's what it's like. And then, so if I'm stressed out, if I'm in the office or something, and I'm doing emails, or if I'm trying to figure something out or something, I'll grab the pooter and I'll just start making fart noises with it. And I'm sure the people in the offices below me are just like, there's something wrong with that fucking guy's stomach. I'm concerned about you. I think you need to go to the toilet. But I'm literally, it's more of a stress thing. I'm more like just squeezing it for the stress of it. And then whenever you actually squeeze it, you know, sometimes like you'll have, because every fart noise is different. Sometimes you'll get one that's really, like, really sounds funny. Do you know the way like farts, some of them sound really funny? Like that's different from that one. I think if you put it in the corner of your hand, like, it'd get, do you know what I mean? Like that. And when you're stressed out and you're stressed, you're fucking squeezing this thing, and then you hear a little like that, like a real funny one. It just totally changes your mind. Like, and then, like now, like I've been fucking squeezing this thing all night, and my hands are actually starting to fucking go red. It must be like forcing oxygen or something into my fucking bloodstream here. It's funny when you could do a little tiny one. Oh, fuck. Would you believe I'm 39? I'm an adult. So there you go. That's a pooter. So I'm gonna take a screenshot of the one I bought, and then I'm gonna put it in the Stewie Stoss Podcast Facebook page and Instagram. So guys, £4 or something. I think it's like £4.50 or something. Totally fucking worth every single penny. And kids love it as well. I took it around to my girlfriend's parents' house, and didn't tell anybody about it. And then like, I was just in the living room, and I was like just squeezing it and stuff. And almost instantly, Kirsty's mum was just like, Neil, is that you? What's wrong with you? But fuck me, yeah, it's fucking hilarious, these things. It's almost like the sound of it is so realistic. And there is so many videos as well. Like, I don't know if you've seen it, but the guy, like, he goes into like a fucking lift, and then he starts using it, and people in the lift are like, dirty bastard. Or there's one guy, he like walks down the street and stuff, and he's like, oh my god, my stomach. And then he'll fucking fart. I think he's using the pooter. So if you're looking for something fun and novelty, even for a Christmas present to get somebody, I mean, I'm not endorsed by this pooter whatsoever. I just think it's such an amazing fucking product, and it's so simple. It's literally just like a tube thing. It's almost like something like you would put in your car to stop fucking oil getting to the fucking brakes or something. A Valkyrie or something it's called. I don't know. I've failed so many fucking MOTs because there's one little fucking bit of rubber. But it's basically like that. And the problem is with it, like, once you put it in your hand and you start fucking using it, you can't put the fucking thing down. You're always searching for that funny fart noise. And, you know, I've used it multiple occasions doing my... They're called bait videos on TikTok. So basically, before you do a live stream, you do what's called a bait video, and then you basically, you're basically doing a short video to let everybody know that you're live. And I've done this on multiple occasions. So I started the video going, and then start talking about things, and it's always a hit. It's always a hit. People are like, that guy's farting the whole way through that, and blah 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 blah. They actually think that you're actually farting. But yeah, I speak very highly of these things. There is actually a tutorial video as well, because when you get it. I mean, when I first got it, and I was trying to make fart noise, I was like, I can't fuck it. It's just going like that. Like, but there's a skill to it. You have to place it in certain parts of your hand, like your palm and stuff, to get like the different sort of fart noises. And yeah, so watch, if you do get one, watch the tutorial, and then you'll master the skill of pooting. And I can honestly tell you, if you can imagine, right, if you're, let's say you're studying in uni or something, bring it with you. And then, like, now and again, just go. It's fucking hilarious. Everybody will love them. And I'll tell you something, right? Everybody will want to buy one of them. So even if you're, like, in school, or you're, you know, you work in an office or something, just do that. Just do what Leslie Nielsen does, and just, like, do that and pretend it wasn't you. And then, or like mid-conversation, so talk to somebody and then squeeze it and then just, you know, see what their reactions is and then just keep talking like normal and see what they do. You know, that's what I've been doing, but, you know, not everybody's a fucking idiot like me. But I'm easily amused, what can I say? Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk. That's the letter utunes.co.uk, or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. So I talked about this on a previous podcast, but I thought I'd bring it up again because, you know, this episode is about farts. And so basically, whenever I go home, if I'm bringing the car, I'll get the Birkenhead to Belfast boat. And on the way up to Birkenhead, we pass Chester Services. And one time I was going home and I brought my girlfriend Kirsty with me, and we stopped off at Chester Services for some refreshments and also to fucking empty my bladder. And we were standing in W.H. Smith's, and we were in a queue. And, you know, there was about 10 people in the queue, including me and her. And I thought, I was just standing there, and all of a sudden I felt my stomach going, bl-l-l-l-l. And I was like, I feel a fart coming along. And, you know, like, 99% of the time, you can sort of guess it, almost. Like, you know it's just going to be a little, like that. That's what I thought. How fucking wrong was I? This was a fucking loud fart. It was basically like this. Like that. Maybe a bit louder, actually. And as soon as it exited my ass, I was just like, oh, fuck, that was loud. And, you know, instantly I think to myself, well, do you know what? That just happened. Nothing I can do about it. Just let's get on with my life, right? So I instantly put it behind me. And then next thing you know, the smell hit, and I was like, holy fuck, that's bad. I think it was just after like a Burger King or something, or a McDonald's. You know, like when you go to McDonald's and stuff, and then you fart after it, and it's really fucking honking. That's how bad it was. And the funny thing about it was, we were in a queue, so nobody could go anywhere. They all had to sit while they were standing. They all had to stand and take it all in. And I was like, fucking tears were coming down my eyes, right? My fucking face must have been bright red. Kirsty was just, she was standing there next to me in shock. Like, is this really happening? And next thing you know, some guy just turns around to me and goes, I'm fucking saying nothing. I don't think he cursed. Maybe he did curse, I don't know. But he was like, I'm saying nothing. But everybody else was like standing in the queue. And they were like, you know, like just that. They were just like statues. They were just staring at one point. Like, and just like, oh, fucking hell. I can't believe that this guy just did that. But yeah, that was a pretty funny fucking fart experience I had. I'm going to go all scientific here, and I'm going to actually Google what an actual fart is. Like, you know, and why do we fart? Like, you know, I don't really drink that much fizzy juice or anything. So how the fuck do I fart all the time? Let me just have a little look here. Why do we fart? Or what is a fart? We'll go for that. What is a fart? Right. Okay. What's it saying here? Fart is usually one of a problem. If you feel like a fart a lot, you're also having other symptoms like bleeding from your bottom. I mean, is that a thing? Exercising regularly and changing your diet can help reduce farting. There you go. Get advice from a GP if it does not get better or you're also having other symptoms. What other symptoms? Like you shit yourself after it? Is that a symptom? Excessive or smelly farts is often caused by swallowing air. Swallowing air? Who the fuck? I'm going to try and swallow air right now. Okay, I think I just did it. Fuck, I'm going to be farting later on. Eating foods that are difficult to digest. I mean, that's a fucking... Oh, my God. The real term for farting is flatulence. What a fucking funny word. Flatulence. First of all, if you're eating or anything like that, you might want to just leave this podcast to somewhere else. Because, I mean, this is when you get a little... Fuck, this is when you get dirty and everything. But there you go. But it doesn't actually tell you what an actual fart is. Is fart flammable? I can tell you now, yes, that is true. And I'll tell you why, because I actually seen it happen in front of my very eyes. How old was I? I think it was about 12, maybe 13, something like that. And my great friend, the late, great Colin Brown, rest in peace, mate. He was literally like, watch this. He was on the sofa and he just raised his legs and then he fucking got a lighter and then put it to his ass and then he just went... And this little fucking flame came shooting out of his ass and then sucked back in again. And I was like, I was amazed. I was just like, that is the best fucking thing I have ever seen in my whole life. So I can definitely vouch that fucking farts are... there we go. The gases that are released during flatulence are indeed flammable. Fucking, this podcast is going to be a bad influence on a lot of people. Like... I know what's going to happen later on, right? Anybody who's listening to this, they're going to go straight onto eBay and they're going to fucking buy a pooter and then they're going to just search the house for a lighter, find a lighter and then fucking light their asses on fire. Gut bacteria produces a wealth of flammable gases, primarily hydron and methane. Methane? And foul smelling farts are potentially the most flammable. Fuck me, I'm surprised they didn't blow that fucking garage up. As they include hydrogen sulfide, which smells like rotten eggs. Fuck, there you go. Hang on, proof the farts are flammable. Okay, we're definitely playing this video. Right, I've seen this guy before. I think I've seen him on TikTok and stuff. Where it's the guy with the big fat ass cheeks. You know, like he has these bodybuilders and stuff. Yeah, that's going to go on the Facebook page. I mean, that was like overkill, but is that set up or is that real? Let me just watch that one more time. Rewind. I mean, check out the panties. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I hadn't seen it happen in fucking plain sight, then I'd be skeptical about it. Do you know something? I've never even tried it myself. I'm going to join everybody who's listening to this podcast, and I'm going to fucking try it myself later on. So if there's no fucking episode 13, you know, I've blew myself up. I mean, is it dangerous? Can that fucking flame go straight back into your fucking ass? I mean, it's a good way of... you know, getting rid of some unwanted hairs in your fucking crack. So yeah, I've actually seen that in person. So there you go. So farts are flammable. What else we got here? Flatulence. That's a funny fucking word. That human farts are really flammable. Yeah, we already covered that. I'm just gonna screenshot that so I can. We got. Well, there's actually a Wikipedia of fart lighting, also known as fuckers. A word for it. Flatulence. Fucking pyroflatulence. Do you know something? I was worried about this podcast. I was worried like I don't think I could talk about farts, but like for an hour, but I think we have 35 minutes and I've still got lots to say, so there you go. Right, what are we gonna go for next? To be honest, this podcast, this one here is It's definitely fucking improv, this one, because I haven't wrote anything down in my sheets. I've got my sheet here in front of me, and I've wrote episode 12, and then it does actually say religion, and I've scored that out, and then wrote next to it farts, and then other than that, the page is fucking empty. And just a little side note, so I was going to do a podcast episode about religion, but the issue I have with that is everything that I came up with, I filled the whole sheet up with ideas and stuff, and I'm going to be pissing somebody off about it. So there's going to be no winners on this one. So I'm either going to offend somebody who's fucking Muslim, Christian, or, I mean, because I'm not religious, everything about it was like almost anti-religious, and I'm not anti-religious. You know, I couldn't give a fuck about religion or anybody, you know, who believes in, you know, fair play. If you want to believe in religion, that's up to you. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm not going to hold any grudges against anybody or judge anybody. So yeah, I've scored that religion one out. Maybe I'll do one in the future, but, you know, this podcast it hasn't even kicked off yet, and I don't want to get it cancelled for fuck's sake or get murdered. So, yeah, so I scrapped that idea. So let's get back into the main important topic today, which is farts. And I've got a little thing here. So has anybody ever, right, farted and you've pooped yourself? Well, there's an actual term for that, and it's called shart. Sharted, right? Here's the definition of sharted. Sharted, expelled feces accidentally when breaking wind. Oh, fucking hell. Right, so I remember going for a run with a couple of buddies, and we got about sort of halfway through the run. And one of my mates, he fucking farted, but it was so watery, he actually sharted himself, and he had to turn back. And, you know, no doubt that he was fucking wiping his ass for like fucking 3 hours. Have I ever sharted? I think I have. I think I have a couple of times. But it goes back to what I was saying before. Like, you think you can guess it, but you can't. I mean, there's some times where, like, I farted and you know, the shit just fucking goes right up against the ass, and you're just like, holy fuck, that was close. Almost like a fucking bullet hitting a fucking bulletproof vest. And, you know, and then you're thinking to yourself, fuck, I need, this is an emergency. I need to fucking do something about this. But I mean, I wonder if somebody like violently sharted. I'm going to see if I can find a video. No, I'm not going to, why do I want to watch somebody doing that? But, you know, honestly, can you sit there and say that you've never sharted? No, I don't think that's fucking, let's see if I can, I'll hit videos and see what comes up. I sharted. Little boy tells family he's sharted.
I sharted. I sharted.
Where did you shart?
In my pants.
You sure? Do you know what a shart is? Tell me what a shart is.
You think it's rude to, but it's rude to, but the rude to goes out and it splats.
Yeah, that's definitely the definition of sharted. yeah, so I mean, what picture it, right? I'm gonna see if I can do a bit of fantasy comedy here. Imagine yourself, right, in a library, and you sharted, right? Like, well, not fantasy comedy. Let's get your opinions on this, right? What would you do if you were in a library? Let's say you were an hour away from your home, a 15-minute walk away from your car, and you're in this library. I mean, who goes to a fucking library these days? But we'll just use it anyway. So you're in a library and you're reading, I don't know, a fucking the dictionary, and all of a sudden you feel something brewing, and you're thinking to yourself, nah, it's gonna be all right. And then, hang on, pooper. Right, and then, no, it's more of a watery one, isn't it? More like the... Right, now imagine the scenario that just happened to you, and you've shat yourself. What do you do? So you're 15 minutes away from your car, walking. Do you walk to the car? I mean, I think my initial plan would probably be, like, first of all, I can't imagine the smell, but I would just... evacuate the room immediately, and then go to the nearest waste collection point. And I suppose the only thing you can really do is, like, try and get there as fast as possible and make sure, like, you know, obviously the shirt's going to be all over your fucking boxers or panties, but you want it to avoid your actual trousers. So maybe, I don't know, pinch your trousers away from your fucking, I don't know. I've never been in this scenario. I'm just trying to visualize it in my head and think, what would I do? So, like, you know, pinch your fucking, I'm actually pinching my fucking, why am I pinching? Right, so imagine, like, pinch, I would do that. I would pinch the fucking trousers away from the boxers, the soiled boxers. You know, even if there's people in the library, I would still fucking do that, because at the end of the day, you know, like, what's done is done. They've heard you shorten. They know the situation. I think they may even have some sympathy for you. So I would, like, literally fucking try and separate my clean trousers away from my soiled boxers, and then literally fucking head right towards the waste collection point. I'd probably go into, like, a disabled toilet, so, because you got, like, maximum fucking room in there. And then, yeah, just instantly just take the fucking trousers off, take the boxers off, fuck the boxers in the bin, clean your ass, and then put the trousers back on and just go home, commando. I mean, that's what I would do. What other options do you have? None comes to my mind. Like, I would literally just fucking do that. I mean, what would you do? Would you do it differently? I mean, you know, I feel sorry for the person who's going to be emptying the bin, because they're just going to see my fucking, like, camouflage boxers there with fucking brown scat all over it. I wonder if people's into that kind of shit as well. Imagine being into that and having someone shit on you and fucking scat in your face. Right? Yeah, this podcast is getting fucking weirder and weirder the more I do it. But there you go. That's what I would do in that kind of situation. Right, so I've got a little fact here for you guys, and this one is going to be probably the best fact I've ever fucking come up with. So, the longest recorded fart was achieved by a man. His name, fuck me, they can give his name, which is Bernard Clemens from London. Shout out London. And he achieved a whopping 2 minutes and 48 seconds continuous fart. Wow. I mean, I'd be impressed with 48 seconds, but that's not fucking possible. Another fact is the longest poo was... Oh, fuck me. This is all in the same thing. However, another fact is the longest poo was 7.92 metres, 26 feet long, and guess what? It came from a woman. 26 feet? I mean, nah, this is a load of bollocks, this. This can't be true. Fucking hell, it is true. Wow. Let's break this down. So we got Bernard Clemens. Let's see if I can find this guy. He's bound to be fucking dead. There's no way that you can fart. He's got to be big. He's got to be fat, like, hasn't he? Copy. I mean, my search history is completely fucked now. Bernard Clemens. Wait, which one is he? Oh, there's a video.
Bernard Clemens from London is the holder of Guinness Book World Record of the world's biggest fart.
He's not even fat.
He achieved a whopping 2 minute and 48 second a continuous fart on May 17th, 2016. To achieve this record, he spent over an hour in a hyperbaric chamber to reduce the injurious effects of systemic gas bubbles by physically reducing their size and providing improved conditions for the elimination of bubbles and excess dissolved gases that he had generated in his system while preparing himself for this world's longest fart record.
Oh, sorry. Well, there you go. I mean... Fucking, a lot of thought went into that, didn't it? He went into some fucking chamber. I mean, think he must be like a scientist or something, like a biologist. But, I mean, who wakes up in the morning and goes, do you know what? I'm going to fucking hold a record for the world's longest fart. Like, I mean, biology and stuff. I'm actually on his Wikipedia here. He's a musician. No, that's not the same guy. Hang on. No, that's a different guy. Fuck what I was going to say there. I mean, there must have, he must have had like a whole team with him. Like, we're going to do this. We're going to smash it out. And I mean, imagine having a world record with the longest fart. I mean, like, is his parents proud of him? Well, if I'm honest, if I was his dad, I'd be like, I'd be fucking shaking his hand. Well done, son. Well done. Tear in my eye. I'm like, you fucking done the family proud, mate. Really, really proud. Really proud of you. Does he get like a trophy? I suppose he would get like a fucking plaque, doesn't he? Fucking hell, man. 2 minutes and 2 minutes and 42 seconds. What takes two? Microwave chips? Imagine standing waiting for some microwave chips and just sitting there. There's got to be a video. There has to. Well, I don't want to watch a fucking 2 minute video. Listen to the end now. I mean, there's bound to be a video. An interview. We've got an interview on here. Let's see what this guy fucking. I mean, he's skinny. He's talking German. He's an Englishman. Well, there you go. I mean, that's his voice. If that's what he sounds like from his mouth, I wonder what he fucking sounds like from his ass. Like, for some reason, he's speaking in German, but he's from London. Maybe he moved over there or something. I don't know. I suppose, like, if he did, you know, if you're known for your fucking longest fart ever, you would move country, wouldn't you? Somewhere where nobody would fucking know you. I mean, did he get money for that? I'm gonna see if I can find the wettest fart. Wettest fart. Wettest fart ever. Fucking hell. Wettest fart you've ever heard. Play the fucking video. Yeah, no, that's not a real one. That guy's got a fucking a machine. Fucking hell. This podcast is going down to fucking shit already. Literally shit. Oh, they're all prank videos. I was hoping to get like a real fucking a real one. But this is the fucking guy I was talking about earlier on. He like walks around pranks people and stuff. He's got a pooter. Yeah, that's how. So I can't really get a fucking video. Wow, I've got 10 minutes left. Jesus Christ. So I was actually, when I was down to my Mrs.'s family's house, her brother, my Mrs. Kirsty, her brother was there, and he was telling me about the time where he farted in front of his dog, like literally right in front of its fucking mouth, and the fucking thing gagged. So he was like, and then the fucking dog was like, bleh. Like, I said to him, I said, well, think about it, right? Dogs sniff each other's asses and they enjoy it. And your dog fucking gagged because of your ass. fucking hell. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard him fart. I've told you this before, like, where, you know, whenever I first started going out with Kirsty, like, it was 6 months before I heard her fart. So she was like, oh, I don't fart, I'm a lady. And like, after, I was like, everyone fucking farts. And then, you know, after a couple of weeks, I still heard her fart. Not that I wanted to. And then, you know, after a couple of months, I was thinking to myself, right? Because her excuse was, I burp a lot. And, you know, that kind of makes sense. Like, if you burp a lot, you fart less because, you know, air is going out your fucking mouth instead of your ass. And after like, sort of about 4 months, I was thinking to myself, I think she's right. I don't think she fucking farts at all. Until the fateful day that we went to bingo, and just out of nowhere, she was facing me, and she just did the biggest fucking... Oh, that was pathetic. She did the biggest fucking... And that broke the seal. Ever since then, fucking farts in front of me all the fucking time. I mean, my sister's fucking funny. She'll just fart. Like, I remember, like, as kids, like, we used to sit in front of the TV, eating our cereal, getting ready for school and stuff, and she'd be sitting in front of me or whatever, and she'd literally just lean over, and back over, and then start eating her cereal again. She doesn't give a fuck. Like, there is women out there who just don't care, and they'll just literally fucking fart, fart. But do you know something, Ray? And this is something I don't get. Why are farts so funny? Like, with me, like, if I hear a funny fucking sound of fart, I'm in stitches laughing. Is it because I'm childish? Probably. Why are farts funny? Why are farts funny? University of Helsinki. The funniest. What way did they spell that? The funniest of farts. Oh, the funniest. Right. The funniest of farts is associated with uncomfortable physicality. I don't know what that means. Farts are a part of concealed physicality. Not that makes no fucking sense. I mean, a university has studied why farts are funny. Fart jokes. Okay, yeah, we'll do that. So, I don't know why farts are funny, to be honest. I think it's just... It's just funny. It doesn't need to be looked into, right? Farts are just funny. That's the way it is. That's the way the word works. And we'll leave it at that. So let's see if I can get some funny fart jokes to end the podcast. I feel like I've got so much more to say about farts, but I think there might be a part two or a part poo. No, not funny. Not funny, Neil. Fart jokes. Right. Okay. Except, I fucking hate all this, except cookies and shite. Right, okay, oh, right, okay, this is, okay, bam, bam, bam. What do you call a fart fairy? Stinkerbell? Did you hear about the man who farted in a lift? It was wrong on so many levels. All right, this last fucking shite, that. Why should you never fart in an Apple store? Because they've got no windows. I'll wait for you to stop laughing and then I'll tell the next joke. What do you call it whenever someone has lots of gas straight after eating? A fart attack. Right, this is fucking shit. Funny fart jokes. Flatulent humour. More commonly known as fart jokes. Flatulent humour. Who says flatulent humour? Type of jokes. Practical jokers. Broken hearts and fart jokes. Fuck me. It's a book. £37 for a fucking fart joke book. No, thank you. Oh, here's an interesting fact. So you have what's called a reverse fart. So it's basically if you hold it in. I mean, that's happened to me a few times where, like, you hold it in and then all of a sudden it just goes back into your fucking wherever in your body. Just sucks back in again. I mean, is that physically possible? Can you hold a fart in to the point where it goes back into your fucking body and then out your mouth and then your fart comes out your mouth? Oh, Jesus Christ. Old man fart jokes. No. What happens if you don't... that would be a good one. So, I'm going to fucking make us all panic now. So, what happens if you hold a fart in? Okay. Excessive gas and air in the stomach can make the abdominal area feel stretched out of stretched out and hard. Sorry, can't read. The area can get visibly larger in some people due to excessive air. Holding a fart in keeps extra air in the intestines and the stomach. This can cause or worsen bloating. Yeah, but can you die? Holding a fart in healthy for you and the side effects. You may experience some short-term symptoms of holding... Wait, what is a symptoms fucking thing? This is twice we've come up with this shit. Hang on. Oh, do you know why I fucking hate when fucking websites... Do you accept these? No, I don't. Right. Digestive system, there are only two places it can come out. The bottom, of course, known as farting. Yeah, so it's basically just saying... Yeah, you just feel bloated, but eventually it comes out anyway. But I mean, can you die? Has anybody died from farts? Has anyone died due to a fart? I don't know, let's fucking see what happens here. But 99%, no, fart in itself is harmless. I don't know about that. I fucking smell curse these fucking farts. And let me tell you, they're deadly. About 1% of your fart is made of... There's that word again. Hydrogen? Sulfury. I can't fucking spell. Which makes it smelly and potent and harmful. Fuck me. 1% of the fart, right? So it's 99% is air. Sorry, 99.9% is air. 1% is like... Hang on, 99% is air, and then 1% is the fucking hydrogen. I'm probably completely saying this fucking wrong. Hydrogen fucking sulfuride, whatever. So if that's only 1%, I mean, I think like this. Obviously, the smellier your farts are, that percentage is going to go up, isn't it? I mean, I call these like McDonald's fart. So whenever I fucking go to McDonald's. And I eat a McDonald's almost as I'm leaving the premises. Instantly, I'm fucking farting, and they are fucking potent. There is a saying that, you know, people like the smell of their own farts, but I'll tell you something, I farted sometimes, and I was like, retching. Let's fucking. I'm gonna leave this podcast with a dog retching at a man's fart, just to give me some sort of visual. Sort of a visual idea of what happened whenever Kirsty's brother farted and made his dog fucking gag. Right, I've scarred the internet and I cannot find a fucking dog gagging because of someone farting. I mean, that's how fucking potent my fucking girlfriend's brother's fucking ass is. So I do have a dog's react, well, pet's reactions to people farting. So I think I'm going to leave the podcast with that. So this will be on the Stewie Stores Podcast Facebook page and the Instagram as well. So let's have a little laugh at this, shall we? Oh, hang on. Let me put that back to the start. And of course I fucked it up. That's just cruel.
Oh my god!
Oh, he's trying to eat it? Fucking hell, man. Like, how cruel is it, right, for a dog to, like, rest its head on your fucking ass and then you fart in its fucking face? That is so cruel. There was another video here, so I wanted to see if I could find something to do. Because, I mean, it got like 9 million fucking views or something. And it was like a dog. Where is it? It's lost. It's gone. I'm never going to see that again. Oh, there we are. So, I mean, 9 fucking million views. This is a dog, an actual dog farting. Here we go. Sounds like a fucking
What?
Oh, fucking hell, man. I mean, I don't know if that's real, because the dog is not even fucking budging when it's doing it. It's literally like nothing from it. But there you go. That was a dog farting. So then videos are going to be on the Stewie Stodds podcast Facebook page and Instagram with everything else that's from this fucking funniest episode ever. And there we go. I can't believe it. I've actually talked about farts for an hour. You know, I'm getting the hang of this fucking podcast shit here. But there you go. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, guys, this episode. I mean, it was totally improvised. I didn't think it would last this long. And here we are, a whole hour of just fucking farting. So I'm going to leave everything on the old Facebook page. So if you jump on there, I'll send a little fucking description where you can get one of these pooters. Trust me, if you buy one of these, you'll have fucking so much fun like I do. And yeah, I'm sure you're probably listening to this now going, this guy is fucking childish. And you know something? You're fucking right. Cheers for listening, everybody. And tune into the next episode. Fuck knows what it's going to be about. So take care of yourself, guys. And, you know, you feel a fart coming along? Let it rip. Cheers. Thanks, guys.